Into hour number three, obviously the big story today. Bob Kraft charged with misdemeanor soliciting prostitution. A couple of misdemeanor charges. A spokesperson for Kraft has categorically denied it. However, police reportedly have videotape of him engaging in an act. A sex act. So if, in fact, a videotape of that sort of thing does exist, good luck with that, Bob. In the meantime, I've handled this with a certain amount of reservation. I want to wait and see. Sometimes what is reported initially is not accurate. Come to find out. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. More on that breaking story a little bit later on. Telephone number is toll free. 1-800-636-8686. We are joined right now by an NHL Network host. He is a friend of the program as well. He is a clone. He will tell you that. He is the former UCLA basketball manager. Tony Loughman and Kevin Weeks will be on site to cover tomorrow's Stadium Series game between the Penguins and the Flyers at Lincoln Financial Field beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tony will also be part of the NHL Network's day-long coverage of the trade deadline, which is Monday, and their coverage begins at 8 a.m. Eastern. Tony, what's going on? How are you?
I am so happy to be with you, Rome, and I want to thank you because you prepared me for what childbirth and labor was going to be like. I have a lot of friends, and not many of them were as direct, honest, and helpful as you were. Thank you so much.
All right, so that's where I was going to start, Tony. For those who do not know, you and Kevin Weeks are going to be in Philadelphia for that Stadium Series, but I want to talk about what you just mentioned. You are, in fact, a proud new father. Before we get into the day of his arrival, how is life with Lincoln George Loughman?
It sounds so good when you say it. I've always loved your voice. But saying his name, that was really a special moment for a proud papa. I am ecstatic. I'm the most happy I've ever been, also the most tired. You know you've been down this road, but it is the coolest thing ever. I am so proud. I fell in love with my wife all over again. She's been unbelievable throughout the whole thing. Labor, pregnancy, delivery, everything. Amazing.
No, that's a tough, tough gig. Tony Loughman joining us. That is a really tough gig. So let me ask you this. Is it true that when you were at work, or you were at work when you got the news about Lincoln and that he was about to arrive? I ask because I've seen security camera footage of somebody running out of a building, and it looks like you. But candidly, I always thought that maybe you were a little bit smoother, a little more graceful in running. I'm not sure if New York is showing the footage right now, but the video I've seen does not exactly look like Carl Lewis in his prime. Is that you running out that building?
Rome, you are amazing, and yes. I hope that I looked more athletic, too. I've seen that security camera footage, and I've got to say, I hoped I would look like Carl Lewis or Usain Bolt or anyone athletic, but I go running out that door looking like Ed Grimley. It is so humbling, but I totally understand why I was that excited or lacking that much composure. I'm just glad my wife was poised, and she was as calm as she was. When I got home to pick her up, I actually left the keys to our house in the door of our house. I can't believe how absent-minded I was, but it was such an exciting time. Thankfully, the house was still here and all of our stuff in the car when we were done at the hospital. I'm so grateful.
Tony Loughman joining us. All right, so one more thought about that. What's been the biggest surprise of fatherhood so far, or is it going pretty much the way you expected?
Oh, the biggest surprise is that I'm not more effective at soothing our son. Thankfully, we have the Lincoln Whisperer, my wife, who's incredible. I just do the checklist, Rome. When he's crying, I think, okay, fresh diaper. Okay, that's not working. I'm going to try and rock him a little bit, tell him a story about the history of UCLA basketball or USA hockey. None of it works. And then I hand him off to my wife, and she immediately soothes him. The pacifier falls out, and I immediately find her. I'm so glad my wife's so good at it. I'm hoping I improve.
We'll just call your guy Jim Herrick, and he can just be on the phone like, baby Lincoln, it's Uncle Jim. It's Grandpa Jim. And he could just soothe him with that whole thing, right? Let me tell you about your daddy. Your daddy overachieved. Just look at your mom and you'll know that. Now, Lincoln,
that's
it ain't
right.
All that bad.
He
it ain't that bad.
That.
Let me tell you about Tyus, Lincoln. Tyus and Eddie.
Rome, you're on fire.
Ty Cincinnati, Lincoln. We're joined by Tony Luffman. I'm so happy for you guys, Tony. I knew that, look, you are genuinely extremely passionate about almost everything in life. I knew this would be the greatest thing that ever happened to you, and it's going to be, and I can hear it in your voice. Let's talk a little hockey right now. I had Tampa Bay Lightning head coach John Cooper on the show, and that's a conversation, Tony, I'd been looking forward to having for quite some time. It lived up to the hype. What do you think of the job that he's done during his time in Tampa Bay?
It's unbelievable. The guy is a lawyer, and my dad is a lawyer, and he coached our little league team to a 1-19 record because most lawyers are not as gifted at connecting with people, motivating, strategizing. I mean, we're talking about coaching sports, and in this case, coaching the best hockey players in the world. This team, since Cooper's been there, unbelievable. 3 Eastern Conference finals in the last 4 years. This year, they're on a truly historic pace, and they're being led by Nikita Kucherov. The guy went 58th in the draft, somewhere Stevie Y, you should take about Steve Yzerman. He's their best player. He already has 100 points. He is so impressive. I was watching him last night with Scott Stevens. Scotty, one of the all-time great defensemen, said his hands are so soft. It's like he's playing lacrosse out there. I'm blown away by not just the depth of talent, but to John Cooper's credit, almost like Noah with Noah's Ark, where he had 2 of everything. He's got everybody happy, with the possible exception of the backup goalie, Louis Domingue. They're insulated from injury, and he's got everybody on the same page, which is not easy to do.
Not only that, but they are absolutely lapping the entire league right now. They're 17 points clear of everybody else for the best record in the NHL. So if you're them, if you're John Cooper, how do you approach the rest of the regular season?
He is such a good motivator, and he is such a keen mind when it comes to strategizing. I have no doubt that he's going to be able to keep them focused and keep them on this trajectory, because it really doesn't mean a thing. He was there in 2015 when they were turned back by the Hawks, and he knows just how devastating that loss was. He's won at every level, and he's a really interesting guy. You've talked with him, so you know. When you talk with certain leaders in sports, whatever the sport, you come away either really impressed or less than impressed. With him, he even exceeded my expectations, because as smart as he is, he's really able to connect. I think that's his greatest strength. He will communicate whatever they need. They don't peak too early. I think that's one thing that I've heard other people wonder. Will they peak too early? Are they playing their best hockey before they should be come April, May, and June? That's not a concern for me at all because of Cooper and how well he's able to connect with his guys.
Tony Luffman joining me for a few more moments. All right, I mentioned you'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow night for the Penguins and the Flyers in the Stadium Series. What kind of an atmosphere are you expecting for that game?
Unbelievably raucous. I was on a radio interview in Philly this morning, and the hosts were talking about how they're looking forward to 40,000 strong booing Sidney Crosby. This rivalry, they're always compelling matchups. The league does a great job of setting up these outdoor games. The idea that you're going to put the Flyers and the Pens, and especially with the recent history, the last time they played with Evgeny Malkin swinging a stick, fortunately, we root for the health of all the players. Michael Roffel was okay. You don't need to add any fuel to this fire, and that is a lot of fuel to this fire. Plus, both teams are really playing hard because they both want to make the playoffs, and they both have lofty ambitions when it comes to the spring. I'm fascinated to see how this game works out because there's going to be no shortage of emotion in the stands and on the ice.
And then finally, you're going to be a part of NHL Network's deadline coverage on Monday. The moves have already started earlier today. Ottawa and Columbus agreed on a deal that's going to send Matt Duchene to the Blue Jackets. What is your reaction to that trade and the fact that he is reportedly going to face his old team immediately?
It's going to be fascinating. Ever since Ubergate, where he was one of the central figures, Matt Duchene is a great kid. I've interviewed him, and I was really impressed with him. And when Canada sends a team to the Olympics, they pick who they want. They picked him in 2014 because he is a special talent. My concern is, if you're the Columbus Blue Jackets, you just got another UFA. We all know about Sergei Bobrovsky and Artemi Panarin. How is all that going to work? And yes, it's prospects. I see that he certainly recognizes, talking about Matt Duchene, the opportunity there. It's a team that's going to go to the playoffs. Ottawa was clearly not going to go to the playoffs for Duchene. It's a great chance to be a part of a club that seriously wants to advance in the playoffs. They haven't done that yet. They need help down the middle. Other than Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's gotten to the 20-goal plateau, their other centermen have not been able to score and perform the way that John Tortorella needs them to. Because when you look at the East, Jim, it's rough. You've got to be strong in the center position, and at center ice, Matt Duchene is going to be an immediate help for them. I'm curious to see if he does sign an extension and if they do end up sending an additional conditional first for him.
Tony, you know what you should do? You should go to Torts and say, hey, Torts, talk about whether this makes Columbus a playoff team. You should try that and see how that goes.
He is so intense. We worked together for a few weeks before he left to take this job. I was so intimidated by him. And I found out that in the TV realm, he's really a smart, funny, interesting guy. And he was laid back. We were all kind of nervous. Was he going to snap at us? But boy, to your point, when he's in the coaching realm, it's a totally different John Tortorella. Totally different.
So what do you think? Bottom line, do you think that move, does that make them a playoff team?
I believe they'll go to the playoffs. And I actually believe they have a chance to advance in the playoffs. Everybody forget that last year they were up on the Washington Capitals in the first round 2-0.
Sure.
And the game was in double overtime. Caps go on to win the cup, and you and I have talked about it before. We live in a different world if Lars Eller doesn't score that goal. They were close, and Sergei Bobrovsky is an elite goalie. He's the only current goalie with two Vezinas, and that's not an accident. I think he could have a magical spring, especially considering he's going to be a UFA and he's set to get paid big time.
Tony Loughman, NHL Network host. Tony and Kevin Weeks are going to be on site to cover tomorrow's Stadium Series game between the Penguins and the Flyers. Again, that's at Lincoln Financial Field, getting underway at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Tony will also be a part of NHL Network's day-long coverage of the trade deadline Monday, getting underway at 8 a.m. Eastern. My man, sincerely, congratulations. I will be eager to meet Lincoln George Loughman at the earliest opportunity.
Same here. It'd be great to see you in person. Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks so much for your guidance, because I needed it, man. You saw I had no poise, no composure.
You got it, brother. Listen, Tony, have a great weekend. Have fun with that, and I'll run you down soon. Tony Loughman joining us. He is now a proud, proud papa. All right, still ahead. And my thanks to Tony Loughman, and the trade deadline's coming up on Monday, and he and they will be all over that. NHL Network, once again, the trade deadline coverage beginning Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Still ahead. I'm trying to get to Don Nelson. I love that Don Nelson story. Also, Albie's Week That Was is coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then this guy is a two-time top tenner in the Smack-Off. Let's go to Mark in Boston. Mark, what's going on? Good to have you.
Let's go! Let's go to jail. Hey, happy National Margarita Day, Jim. I guess we know how Bob Kraft celebrated. He went down to Jimmy Buffett's place to find his lost shaker of salt, and he found margarita at the bar. Robert Kraft was arrested in a strip mall in Jupiter. Hey, Bobby, if you're going to chase some choice beef on the low, maybe pick a city that isn't named after a stripper in a damn strip mall. That would be like TB12 opening his new training facility in Bull Semen, New York. I mean, the news says he's involved in human trafficking. This gives new meaning to the owner of Pats. What's next? Is the guy going to try to buy the Bills and the Knicks, too? I heard Rays are for sale. Good thing there's not a team named the Marks. Hey, listen, next time just be normal and assault an Uber driver. Jim, do you think Robert Kraft's jumpsuit will have those fancy white collars like his dress shirts? I mean, I get it. Nobody can score chicks for free when they rock $2,000 suits and New Balances. But I'm going to go ahead and dub this scandal Open Flygate. This dude's not on his first wife. He's been picked up for a DUI, and he's now involved in prostitution. He's one stack of AK-47s away from being inducted to the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor. Hey, Jimmy, that's all I got. I guess NFL owners only care about kneeling when it's their players? See ya.
Hey, Alvin, you want to run that guy or not? Thank you. Thank you.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Once again, not elevating the conversation. All right, when we return, that guy is a two-time top 10 Smack-Off finisher if you need him, and today I did not. We're coming right back. I think we lighten up the proceedings somewhat. Maybe talk about Don Nelson living the very best life. How this guy, 30 years after the fact, looks better, sounds better, is better, I have no idea. But maybe we'll get to the bottom of that. ATP is still ahead. Week That Was still ahead. Phone lines are open. That doesn't guarantee you'll get through. And even if you get through, it does not guarantee you'll get on. I'm just saying, the phone lines are open. Stay tuned. And we'll see if there's an update regarding Bob Kraft when we return.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Dear Rome, the Patriots should be the first to know that everything is on tape. Jared in Bugaha. Mark in Boston called and made some crack about how won't that be great when Bob Kraft is wearing that sweet orange jumpsuit with his fancy white collars from his dress shirts? Right, on a serious note, could he be looking at jail time? What are the possibilities? Mike Raffalo tweets, Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office tells our news desk, the warrant for Robert Kraft is expected to be issued on Monday. Secondary misdemeanor charges, maximum penalty of up to 60 days in jail per charge. So conceivably, he could be looking at jail time. Conceivably, he can put in a request for an orange jumpsuit with the fancy white collars that we see on his dress shirts. Maybe some cufflinks too. And his New Balance sneaks. I don't know. I know this. It's going to be a pretty crappy weekend waiting for that warrant to drop. We'll see how it plays out. All right, so it was announced yesterday that Zion Williamson is officially day-to-day with a knee sprain. And that's good news. That's really good news. Everybody can now exhale because it looks so much worse. It looked like it could have been worse. So the debate about whether or not he should play the rest of the way will go on. As an example, you know, we had Ben Golliver on, and Ben Golliver was talking about when he was at the All-Star break, NBA guys were raving about Zion and his game and his motor and his approach. So, if you go to an NBA player and say, what should the guy do in this case, you'll probably get an answer. If that NBA player happens to be DeMarcus Cousins, you know you'll get an answer. Best believe Boogie had some thoughts on that topic.
College is bull. College basketball, NCAA is bull. So, my advice to him is do what's best for you and your family. And obviously, college is. You can't really, it does nothing for you at this point. You're proving your, you know, the number one pick coming out. You're proving your talent. You're ready for the next level. It's happening. That's my opinion, knowing what I know now. Obviously, when I was at that age, you know, you enjoy the moment, you enjoy the experience and all that. But, I mean, there's so many risks involved to get to the ultimate goal, which is, you know, this level. So, just do what's best for him and his family.
So, there you go. Boogie is in. Boogie said college basketball is, quote, BS. So, he didn't hold back. Normally, Boogie dropping that kind of truth bomb would have been the quote of the day, but it was not. In fact, it wasn't even the best quote from somebody associated with the Golden State Warriors. Enter one Donald Arvid Nelson, better known as Don Nelson, or Nelly, if you prefer. So Nelly was with Jason Richardson and Steven Jackson for a press conference yesterday in honor of the We Believe Warriors. And it was everything I could have hoped for. In fact, it was even more. If you missed him showing up at the Hall of Fame last year, he's back and he's even more Nelly than ever before. If you saw him at the Hall of Fame, you saw what he was about and the transformation in his life. But that was nothing more than a teaser. If the last time we saw Don Nelson, he was Nelly 2.0, this is Nelly 3.0. This might even be Nelly 4.0. If you have access to television, get to it right now. Because you need to see this photo of Don Nelson. This photo is absolutely incredible. Black jacket, black shirt, big old gold chain, silver hair, a watch on one wrist, jewelry on the other. It's awesome. It's amazing. Seeing the pic is the kind of energy injection that I needed on a Friday. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, look at this guy in all his glory. He looks incredible. Again, black jacket, black shirt, big ass gold chain, silver hair. It's official. Man, this guy is my role model. This guy is my guru. This guy is my spirit animal. I have never really wanted to be anybody other than the best version of myself. That's out the window now. Now I want to be Don Nelson. Now I want to end up as this guy or come back as this guy or both. Seriously. And let me say something else. Don Nelson looks like a million bucks. He's turning 79 in a few months. He looks incredible. So naturally, the only question that matters is the one you already know the answer to. If you've been keeping up with Donald in retirement. Question is, how the hell do you do that? How do you manage to look that good at that age? How do you manage to remain that cool at that age? How are you getting cooler as you age out? Don, let us in. What's the secret? How are you so much cooler and so much better looking? And how do you feel so much better than you did 30 years ago? My man, give it up. What is your secret?
Can each of you talk briefly about what you've been doing after basketball? Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So
yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
Quote, I've been smoking some pot.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
Don Nelson, if you need him, and we all do. I've been smoking some pot. I don't know what's better. The answer to the question or Steven Jackson's reaction to the answer to the question. That's Stack Jack right there. Stack Jack just reacted like Golden State had beaten the Mavericks all over again. But before we go any further, Nelly did want you to know one thing.
Yeah, but I never smoked when I played or coached, so I just, it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that.
All right, so he wanted to make the point that when I played in the NBA, I didn't smoke. When I coached in the NBA, I didn't smoke. It's all new to me, but I smoke pot, and I'm having a pretty good time with that. But he wanted to be very clear. I did not do it when I played. I did not do it when I coached. Don, with respect, you didn't need to tell us that. I didn't need to hear you say that you've been smoking pot to know that you were smoking pot. And I certainly didn't need to hear you say that you're enjoying it to know that you're enjoying it. All I had to do was look at that picture. Like I always say, I'm never going to visually indict anybody. But I didn't need this dude to tell me he bakes to know that this dude bakes. All I had to do was look at that glorious pick. But don't get it twisted. The pick is incredible. And my man's got to be burning the stickiest of the ickiest. But that image alone is like some kind of super vitamin. Like I've been battling a sinus thing for weeks. And by the way, that bitch, that thing's coming back again right now. I'm slamming peppermint tea. It's not working. I think what I need is some of the stickiest of the ickiest, some of that Maui Wowie. Because look at Nelly. Look how awesome this guy is. And this isn't even some take where I make a bunch of 420 jokes, where I look for a bunch of heads to call in. And notice I'm doing this in the last part of the program. I'm not even using Don Nelson talking about pot as a way to doing a bunch of stoner stuff, you know, to try to be edgy or taboo or funny. That's not what this is about. This is pure gold. This is pure inspiration. Nelly is loud and proud about what he's about. And based on how this cat looks, based on how this cat sounds, it's working. Man, it is working. It's working better than anything has been working. This is a guy who's living in Hawaii, growing his own strain, and allegedly playing in poker games with Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson. And he looks like it. He looks like a poker game with Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson came to life and put on a suit and a gold chain. I love it. Can you imagine a better life than what this guy's living right now? So I'm not doing this to be funny. I mean, I mean it. Like, I'm inspired. Seriously inspired. This guy is living his best life. He's living your best life. He's living my best life. He's living everybody's best life. Look at him. Like, I don't know this guy really well. I've only spoken to him a couple of times over the years, but it really does make me happy to see him look like that. Genuinely happy. How can you not look at Don Nelson dressed in all black with silver hair, dripping in jewelry, and not be happy? So forget squad goals. Don Nelson is all about life goals. He's got more than 1,300 wins in the NBA, But this guy's never won more than he is winning right now. Look at him. It's like the coolest pick ever. Black on black, big-ass gold chain, silver hair, looking the look, walking the walk.
Some pot, actually.
Stack Jack loved that, man. That was like the best thing he ever heard. I almost think Steven Jackson would have traded that ring for that exchange. That was so good. When we come back, a beef that I never thought would happen. I may try and get that one off the board on the way out the door. Alvy's week that was definitely will live here and not exclusively online. I'll get to that. ATP, that's coming up. For the right call, I'll take it. Here is the bottom of the hour sports update. We do that every hour at the bottom of the hour, and here is the third hour sports update. TMZ updating the Robert Kraft story. I'm reading this right from the report. Some of the report I can read. Some of it I really can't. Investigators say they have videos of the men who paid for sex at the Asian massage parlor that Robert Kraft allegedly used, and the footage is graphic. According to police documents obtained by TMZ Sports, officials were able to get a covert surveillance camera inside the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida, to record illicit activity. Cops list a variety of sex acts performed on 26 men who entered the business, one of whom cops say is Robert Kraft. Kraft is not identified by name in the police documents. The police documents describe the surveillance video in graphic detail, noting a pattern of behavior from the alleged Johns. The report continues, the men would enter the spa and pay up front. Some use cash, others use credit cards, before being escorted back into a private massage room. In almost every case, an Asian woman would tend to the client, sometimes two women, and perform sex acts. Cops say the surveillance videos capture every single detail of the encounters, including, and that's where I'll end the report. Look for it yourself. So that's TMZ's update. The rest of the report is not suitable for air. If true, you do not want your name anywhere near that spa or on that list. So that's the latest from TMZ. Time now for the ATP Ask the Pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Have you ever wanted to pull the plug on an interview that was so bad? Monotone answers, barely answering anything you ask. What do you do in that situation if there are people who want to get into the business? The answer is yes. I mean, obviously. I've done this for years. We do three interviews every single day. Not everybody who comes on the show wants to be on the show. That's kind of a misnomer, right? Like, why the hell would you be here if you didn't want to be here? And believe me, I ask myself that far too many times. I would much rather have no, I don't want to be on your show. No, I don't like doing interviews. No, I don't like you or your show. Then, yeah, well, okay, I'll do it, but I don't want to do it. because then you're wasting everybody's time. So the answer is yes. Yes, I've had interviews that I've wanted to pull the plug on. And what do I do in those cases? I pull the plug on the interview. Listen, if they don't want to be here and they're making it very clear to everybody that they don't want to be here and they don't want to try, I will just gracefully end the interview. I won't make a big deal out of it. I won't try to create some moment that goes viral. I'll just say, hey, listen, thanks for your time. See you never again. If you're not going to play ball, look, I don't care if the answer is no. Again, like I always say, if everybody wants to do the show, I'm not doing my job. But if you don't want to do the show, just say no. But the problem is there are people close to some of these people that are saying, do the show. It's a good idea. We're trying to build your brand. We're trying to get you some run. It's a good show to do. Do the show. Do the show. When sometimes they don't want to do the show. And sometimes if they're being a jerk, I'll still actually do the interview. Case in point, Alonzo Mourning, the famous Alonzo Mourning interview. Alonzo Mourning came on to talk about kidney disease. When I try to talk to him about basketball, he's like, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. We're not talking that. I'm here to talk kidney disease. Because it was a good cause, I literally played ball with him and did that. When I could have ordinarily said, you know what, man, you're being a jerk. You're being a jerk. You know how this goes. You have a condition. I've got subject matter. I'll get to your condition. So it really depends. But if they don't want to be here and they're giving short answers and they're wasting your time and my time, I will end the interview. All right, there is your ATP Ask the Pros. Now, it is a Friday in the third hour. It is time for Alvy's Week That Was as we look back on the prior week. Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? A tremendous Monday to you. Yes, I am here. Nice to be here. It's cracking. Another NBA All-Star weekend has come and it's gone. Final score. One of the teams, a whole hell of a lot. The other team, not quite as much.
Yeah! Here's Curry.
Hey, Jim Rome.
High bounce.
So here's something I thought that I would never say about an All-Star game. Hell yes. The game was that good. So credit where credit's due. I loved it.
Certainly
Duke Mike Krzyzewski is my guest.
You do such a terrific job. It's so easy. It's good to talk to you.
You too, Mike.
It's not an interview. It's a good conversation.
Email.
Yoko Ono's birthday. Hey, play. Oh, by Yoko Ono. I do love that song.
Then I look at Hawk's outfit. He looks like a cheap cigar smuggler.
Nobody wore an L this weekend like Hawk.
I honestly think that I have steez and style.
AJ Hinch.
It's like a spring training ritual. I know camp opens when you call me and ask me to come on the show. So I'm ready for both. I'm ready for your show. I'm ready for camp.
Everybody walks past
the show. I kind of took
to
heart what Goggins said about, you know, the stuff that's going to help you sometimes sucks and you got to callous your mind. I lost 140 pounds a day.
Dude. And I had two beers. I was double fisting. They're like, picture. So I go to put my beers down, and one of the guys is like, no, bro, no.
You double fist with us, Rome.
Now I can finally see on TV. That's cool.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Horrible self-gloss. Mr. Big Chest, the bowling ball in Tampa, thinks that that's working way too hard on nickname.
Call me the bowling ball here in Tampa.
I may sound like I'm 80, but I got the robustness and bedroom prowess of a 20-year-old. Just ask Vic and No Cal's old lady.
I couldn't live every day with the voice going around my eardrum. Made me feel sick to my stomach.
Hey, man, was that Rick in Buffalo or the Macho Man Randy Savage trying to pinch off a deuce?
What was your objection to that? San Diego, reaction! Listening on 97.3 The Fan. Have you been this excited about the Padres since Steve Garvey was there doing what he does? Pumping him out of the yard! Jay Wright is my guest.
Who did the Padres just sign?
Manny Machado?
No!
Yes!
No, the Phillies don't get him! Dying.
I thought they were going to get him and Bryce Harper and Mike Trout.
I wasn't at the Trout part yet, but I thought they were going to get both of them.
Twitter. Manny Machado. Robinson Cano. No impact on the franchise. Holy crap, Tom. Tommy D went there. Absolutely love the guy. I just didn't know he had that kind of fire in him. Denny Hamlin is my guest.
I actually took it easy this time. This is my second time around, so I kind of learned my lesson that media day is not too fun hungover. So.
Yeah!
Emailed.
Hey, Rome. George of the jungle. Watch out for that treat. It's mine. Regards, Brendan Frappuccino. Do you want that money? My answer would be yes. Well, no, actually, my answer would be, what do I have to do to... Oh, you are some kind of dope. That just happened. Fuck! Oh! You all right?
Jonathan Abram getting a lot of attention. You're getting a lot of run as potentially the best safety in the draft.
At the end of the day, I do like the attention because, I mean, it's true.
Email.
The 21-year-old sister's best friend? Get a hot tub, Tristan. Sincerely, American Chewy.
That hurts me every time. Chewy was a jungle favorite. Tony Bennett joins us.
We're going to be okay. We face some hard stuff, and that even frees you up to have a perspective that way. But you might as well swing for all you got when you're doing it.
Eric Musselman is my guest. Do you go with the candy bar or the crowbar?
You know me well enough, Jim. We've known each other a long time. It's not a candy bar today, I tell you that.
Jayon Brown is joining me in studio.
You got to be on your A game all the time. Derek's so aggressive.
Dude, he's physical, man.
And right? His stiff arm is on 99 at all times. So.
Finally got you on TV. I hooked up to Hulu. You look sharp. Bubba.
Yeah, baby.
This is why he calls every day and talks about me, because when he does, she strokes his fins. That explains why he sounds like a guy about to blow his top.
Kyle Allen is my guest. You know how people can be, man. Like, when you roll out in that car right now, you're getting a lot of looks, or you're not getting any looks at all?
In the Ford Escape?
Yes.
I'm getting no looks in the Ford Escape. I'm flying by everybody in the Ford Escape.
Is it really possible that the 77-year-old owner of the New England Patriots is going to be charged with soliciting a prostitute? My immediate reaction is this. The hell is that?
The only memorable thing Dan has done in the last year is get his ass knocked out by my guy Big Daddy Beak in Studio City.
Truck stop, hooker, bum set.
Ben Golver joins me right now.
Glad you said we're going to change it up, because I thought you were about to put me on the spot and give, like, my top 10 names for who the bigger names could be, you know?
I'm not doing that. I mean, if you're a clone and you want to do that, I can't stop you.
Yeah, it's a good way to get fired.
Tony Luffman joining us.
We have the Lincoln Whisperer, my wife.
We'll just call your guy Jim Herrick.
Baby Lincoln, it's Grandpa Jim. Now, Lincoln,
that's
it ain't
right.
All that bad. It ain't that bad.
Let's go to jail.
He shit his pants. He was puking.
Roll! Somebody pull Jay Stu off of Manny Machado.
Keep calling, weakling.
I ain't doing no unguaranteed
wash day.
Man, I love Sam Perkins.
Anytime. Love coming on your show.
Thanks so much, JR.
Tom DeSell.
Come get some, you bitches.
Non-beige buildings.
Bennett.
Good night now.
Good job, Alvy. Great job. The week that was edited, produced, directed, choreographed by one Alvin DeLauro. More from the Boston Globe regarding Robert Kraft. The charges against Robert Kraft are just part of at least 100 connected to what authorities say was an international human trafficking ring that could stretch across the country. So he is part of a larger investigation. I don't know whether or not that means he should be looking at an orange jumpsuit and sewing on the fancy white collars to that jumpsuit to then accessorize with his old man kicks. We'll see. The warrant still has to go out. Coming up at the end of this program, I would take a quick telephone call. You know, there was Rick in Buffalo in that, and there were the fellas, the brothers from Canada, brother. Matt and Tyler, Mark. We never heard from Vic in NoCal coming off that. Quote, victim in NoCal. Maybe next week. I was not able to get to my off-the-board beef. It was a good beef. It was the not v back v drags. I know, too bad. Too bad. I really wish I had. But we did have Ariel Helwani on earlier today. He talked about GSP retiring. Ben Golliver, an NBA reporter for the Washington Post. Also, he has a podcast. Yeah, we talked about Zion Williamson. Tony Luffman, MLB Network and NHL Network. And Bob Kraft. We will continue to monitor that, obviously, over the weekend, and there will be more of that on Monday. My thanks to all of you clones for playing along. My thanks to the XR4TI. Hope you have an amazing weekend, and I will see you right back here on Monday. See you then. We're out.